The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Fancy a hot cup of beverage, Esther Bummiduck?
I wanna mind. My fingers are frozen.
Mine too. Not to mention my nose. Feels ready to drop off. So be careful where you're treading. Best Bone China Duck. Oh, reduce silly prices. Crown Dead of Europe won't eat the Christmas dinners off better plates. Duke of York, Marcus of Granby, King George, Lloyd William. Oh yes, I kid thee not. They all use our stuff. We sell to all public houses. Hey, Javid, are you busy?
Not really, not till dinner. The milker as if wants me to wash his carpets for him.
Wash his carpets?
Watch him, he has a store. Can't she understand English?
Nah, she comes from Pitsel. They still think Earth's flat up there. Listen, Javid, be a good lad and go and get us two cups of steaming hot bovril from Snack Bar.
10p and a cup for myself.
Done. Here's a quid. Catch.
And dunna be all day. We're perishing. Ooh, Stoke Market, Christmas Eve, flogging potbank seconds. What a fate. Oh, I wish I were back on that beach in Spain.
We will be, come Easter.
Some hopes. I'll be nursing my chilblains, that's all I'll be doing.
Oh, stop moaning. You look a treat. That dewdrop on end of your conch really suits you.
I'd pack it in and go home.
Winger.
But my mum's back with a living lover boy. Call me Max. His real name's Arthur.
What's happened to his house then?
It's scheduled for demolition, like he should be. So the back at our house, he's a real creep. T'other day, I were in math and I forgot to put catch on. He come in, stood there 10 minutes apologising, and all I had for protection were loofah. Honestly, I'm dreading Christmas. He'll trap me. He's got mistletoe all over the show.
I've got house to myself.
What about your mum and dad?
They're spending Christmas with me Auntie June, my dad's sister. She lives in Chesterfield. Not a thing out of place. Lace curtains, rent dustbins. We'll have a wonderful time.
Be a nice break for your mum, I suppose. I mean, she has had her hands full with your dad and all that.
Why? Since he's been doing this physio course, though, he's come on no end. Any road, if you fancy a bed, there's one going spare.
Here.
Beg pardon, sir?
Here, these jugs. They're all sort of lean.
That's right. That's the design. They come from Pisa. Leaning tower, leaning jugs. State of the art, them jugs are. And we don't charge any extra.
Ah, Bloodwin, you're up. My, that bacon smells good. And you look a picture. Oh, it's brilliant, really brilliant having you home again.
Oh, go on with you, you old charmer. Sit down, get some breakfast. You'll have me head that big, I'll not get through the door.
Where's Stuart then?
Gone for his run.
Oh, I hope he's wrapped up. Brindley Bank's a bit different than Bondi Beach.
Stu reckons the weather here puts a spring in his step. Mind, if he gets any more spring, he'll likely take off. Hello. Sounds like that stupid dog up the ginnel. 2 days we've been here, 2 days Stu's gone jogging, and 2 days it's attacked him.
Yeah, it's Stu's gear, that shell suit. Red with a white stripe. That's Jimmy Pritchard's dog. It's been fetched up a Port Vale supporter.
Well, it must be a stupid dog if Stu can't make friends with it.
Did you hear the mongrel? Definitely not under Aussies, that dog.
I'll have a word with Jimmy. He works my shift.
Are you taking a shower, love, or will you eat breakfast first?
Oh, this Bryn doesn't mind.
Oh, not a bit. Tuck in, mate. If you've got an appetite, feed it. Am I right?
Too true. Now what, Bryn? I can't get over how matey folk are. I wave, they wave back. G'day, I say, I'm from Aussie. I think the mother country's wonderful, even if you did transport my ancestors, and even if it's not Wales. By which time, they're ringing the funny farm.
Oh, you're old flannel Stuart Stark. So, plans for today. Dad, you're off to Welshpool.
I afraid so. I ducked out of seeing our Cora last Christmas. This time there's no escape. I'll be back for supper with any luck. She reads palms, Auntie Cora, and wears what you might call a profusion of beads.
Oh, in touch with the spirit world, is she?
Well, she's partial to gin. Anyway, Dad, give her my love and tell her we'll be over to see her before we go back.
Oh, she'll be disappointed. She'll have her crystal ball all dusted off, ready to tell your fortune.
Oh, I never got on with Auntie Cora. Not since she told me I'd marry a man with a wooden leg and have 6 kids. In any case, somebody has to do the Christmas shopping.
Born organiser, our Bloodwin. Does she organise you, Stu?
Absolutely. I was a beach bum. All I had was a tan and a surfboard. Dad wasn't speaking. Mum called me a loafer.
You were taking things easy, taking things as they came. And they came easy, didn't they? Good times, good mates, good old Sheila, so-called.
And now you're Stuart the Beach Cafe.
Cafes, mate, in the plural. Plus I've got a location in mind for number three.
No time to start a family yet, I suppose. No, you don't want to leave me too late.
Hang on, I'm not 30 yet.
You could still have six. I'll get in a fight with the shark. Then Arnie Crow would have got it about right.
Mrs. Cartledge, before you go, check your broom cupboard if you don't mind.
Me what?
Your broom cupboard.
What on earth for? Measles?
No, to make sure you've not left the light on.
I didn't leave it on.
Well, Dr. Redmond says you do. He happened to pop his head in there and the light was blazing away.
What were he doing in my broom cupboard then? Not pinching his soap pads and taking them home to give his missus for Christmas.
He borrowed your wash leather for his windscreen, but that's not the point. The man's obsessed with running costs. Every light left on, he says, means less cash for patient care. And you can't really argue with that, given the current climate of opinion about the health service. He also complained that you'd not been giving the toilets proper attention.
Look, miss, I do them toilets first thing. I'm here with Lark, I am, you know. I do them first thing, and I can only do them once. After that, it's up to folks who's used them, isn't it?
He just asked me to mention it.
I mean, it's with them being in foyer. Folk use them like public conveniences. I'm not paid to clean public conveniences.
Look, it's Christmas, ain't it? Let's not fall out.
You must be joking. There's more bus stops over Christmas. Season of goodwill. I should cocoa. Oh,
goodwill, not to mention stress, coronaries, food poisoning, delirium tremens. Lawmore Clinic, can I help you?
Hey, Adduck. One rose pattern tea service. Call again. Goodbye, that, you know. I reckon we should mark them up. Okay, roses are upside down.
Well, I tell them. I say, well, they're mostly upside down anyway, aren't they? Cups. I mean, they're upside down when you drink, and they're upside down on the draining board.
Hey up, Javid, what's to do?
Gonna hide. Just for a tick.
Hide? Who from?
Hey, steady on. You'll have those pots all over the place. Watch your head on them trestles.
Don't let them lads see me. Them skinheads, please.
Them? Why?
They're off Lawmore, where I live. They'll have me. They don't like packies.
Not while you're working for us, they wanna.
They don't work for us.
Well, here's the rest of today. Stand up, Javid. They'll not hurt you. We'll see to that.
Sod off, you lot. Yeah, go and get yourself some fresh tattoos.
You all right, Javid?
Yeah, Tor. They can't leave folk alone. They just pick on you.
All right, bullies, that's all. If it weren't you, it'd be blokes with beards or something.
Did you mean that about me working you all day?
What do you reckon, Wend?
Go on, then.
1.50 an hour, plus me dinner.
Okie doke. You can make a start unpacking them teapots. Lids are separate. I don't suppose they'll all fit, but see what you can find that does fit.
Hey, up. If that's not Bloodwyn Davis as was.
Who?
Bryn's daughter. She married that Aussie. You know, you saw the wedding snaps, remember? That's her husband. Look. Peachy. I think we were wasting our time in Spain, Sib. We should have gone to Australia. I used to make a habit of pinching Blood's fellas. That's why she emigrated. Couldn't stand the competition. Wouldn't mind pinching him in more ways than one. Bloody! Hey, Bloody!
Hi, Wendy. My word, this looks enterprising. You must be Sybil. Sybil, this is Stuart, my husband.
Hello, Stuart. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sybil. I like your setup.
Oh, well, I like yours.
Any bargains for old mates?
Oh, we've got them tea sets. The pan's been put on upside down, but otherwise, it's just the job for Australia, it being, well, down under.
Dig the patter. How can we go wrong? She could sell sand to Arabs, this child. Javid, my lad, wrap a set up. Our treat. And in return, Stu, you can invite us to Sydney. We'll work in your beach cafe. We'll wash pots. We'll go topless. We'll even serve Dennis Lewis.
Goodness, you've not changed a bit, have you, Wendy Colker? Always playing the clown, but behind the cap and bells, bright as a button and deadly with it.
Well, Rini and Ray have gone down to his sister's. I don't reckon much to his sister. She puts airs on, you know. Her husband used to sell door to door, but since he's been made a sales manager, swank! But still, it's a break for Mary. Anyhow, it means Wendy, the eldest girl's on her own in the house, so I promised to keep an eye on things. Listen, I'll see you down over 60s, Boxing Day, Duck. Bye, Doris. Happy Christmas.
Bye, Connie. Say to you, Duck.
What's to do, Pip, in your own? I'm not in your road.
Don't you remember me, Mrs. Cartledge?
By heck, it's not... Yes, it is. It's Bunny Little Bloody, as I used to call you.
Right.
By heck, you've kept on being Bunny and all. Eh, like a raven's wing. And that Bunny. I did hear you were over. I saw your wedding snaps. And a right handsome chap you chose for your husband. Well, I never. You look like a film star.
Well, you keep it pretty spry yourself. Come on in, I'll make you a cup of tea. You can get me up to date with all the gossip and such.
All the gossip? Payek, we'll be sat nattering till next Christmas. And where's your husband then? I heard he were
over. He's gone to the bath swimming. Dad's up at Welsh Pool for the day. Oh, excuse me, make yourself comfy. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Davis's daughter. He's what? Oh, God! When? How? Well, where is he now? Yes, right. I'll drive down.
Doc, whatever's happened? You've gone white.
It's me dad.
Bryn?
Him and me Auntie Cora have been in a car accident not more than an hour ago. Some idiot coming home drunk from an office party. He drove out of a side road without looking and they went straight into him.
They're not...
No, thank God.
Oh, it's criminal. And at Christmas.
They're in casualty. I can't hang around waiting for Stu. I'll leave him a note. Then when there's news, I'll ring him.
Is there aught I can do?
No, thanks very much, but I'll manage. Sorry about the cuppa. Oh.
Oh.
Carol singers. Oh, I'd better give them something.
You get yourself sorted out, Duck. I'll see to them.
Well, that's it for today. First Christmas I can remember being sober at this time of night. Well, at least since I chucked my teddy in bin. That's the lot, is it, Javid? All packed up?
That's it. We'll be back next week.
Oh, perhaps. We'll see. Depends on Critchlow. Still, we've done well today. You've earned your money. We'll make it a tenner seeing it's Christmas, eh? Hey, and here's a Toby jug for your mum. Now, I know it's got cross eyes and its hat's on back to front, but, well...
Tor, listen, you can't give us a lift, can you?
We don't go your way, Javid. You can get a bus for Loma across street there.
I know that. I'm not clueless. But I'll be on my own. There's all sorts of get on them buses.
That's the idea, isn't it?
It's them skinheads. They hang around the stop if they see I'm on my own. Well, once I'm on the bus and they're on the bus...
Luke, we have to put us van in us lock-up. And then we walk home.
Where's the lock-up?
It's near Brindley Bank. It's a good way from Lawmoor.
I'm a bit late, see? We work until death. I'm not usually this late. I take care not to be this late. But with all the packing up you give me to do...
Tell you what, Javid. You up him. We'll take you home in style. Transport to your door. It's a good job Sybil here can drive.
Will ya? Oh, Tar. I'm not feared for myself. But if I got a kicking or something, it would spoil my mum's Christmas.
Kicking folk. What's wrong with them? Oh, listen, those clowns. Always kicking something to death. Even the carols aren't safe.
There we are. Mission accomplished. Javid safe indoors, van put to bed. So, Sybil, my child, what's next on agenda? I vote for tarting ourselves up and going out on town to spend our ill-gotten gains.
Hey, what's them lads doing? Look over there where that car's parked.
Checking it, aren't they?
Checking it for what?
Checking to see if it's safely locked up. They like that, skinheads round here. Dead honest. And if it's not locked up, they'll likely stand guard on it all night.
I think they're up to no good.
Never.
I think they're after pinching it. I reckon the joyriders. That's the sort of car they pinch for Otting or whatever they call it.
Okay, so they're having themselves a merry little Christmas with somebody else's motor. Well, it's no skin off our nose, is it? Come on, leave them to it. Let's creep off before we get noticed.
It's not right. Folks should speak out. Hey, you lot, leave that car alone or we'll fetch the police.
What were that?
You heard!
Bloody hell, Sybil, are you puddled? They'll have us.
Hey, don't rush off. Give us a kiss.
Mr.
Today's episode of The Coal Cloths was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.